Blog Talk Radio.
What is poppin', people? Shamir Sumedi, you know how it goes down. So we got now Wednesday, it's your boy getting it in as usual. Today we have a wonderful show. We have Miss Nicki Minaj, Young Cash Money, Little Wayne's artist. We got Miss Gina Rose, straight out of the Washington, D.C. area. We're going to have a good time. So we got now radio, Shamir Sumedi.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Got industry taking over the whole block. Block to the boys who need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. With sports, new music, movies, awards, too. You never see nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. And who's who, what was it that I did? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admission. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is turn to progress. We got that, we don't care, we got that.
All right, people, we are back. It is your man, C Major, getting it in, doing it like we only can do. Real quick, before I get into my first guest, like I always do about this time, give you a quick update on what's going on with the site. Everything is looking real good. I got to give a shout-out, and I hope I don't butcher his name. It's C Alma. I think that's what it is. He's from, it's crazy. He's from Bucharest, and he's emailed me several times to say his name, and I haven't said it yet, and the reason why I haven't said it because I want to butcher it. So, Cialima, I hope that's right. I hope I said your name right. Good luck on he's a real big hip-hop fan in Bucharest. So, we're doing it internationally. So, I wanted to let y'all know that. But beyond that, site is doing extremely well. We definitely got a lot of big guests. Make sure, because I know we have a lot of people who just follow us on Wednesdays. The show has we have added shows, basically. So now we are covering from Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. still. Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. Going to bring you the latest, hottest hip-hop, R&B, all that. Anything affecting the hip-hop community. Also, I told you guys yesterday, but I want to reiterate this. In the next couple of days, we will have someone from the Barack Obama campaign on to talk about what's going on with the election, what you can and cannot do. There's been a lot of emails and different type of things floating around, so I wanted to reach out to them so we all know, you know, what's really, who's who, what's what we can do, where you can wear this, can't wear that. Make sure you're registered to vote. There's actually a site online. You can check that out. And we're going to give you guys all that information. So be on the lookout. It will be within the next week or so. We're just trying to finalize it and see, you know, when we can do that. But we have an exciting show today. We have two very special guests. We have Nicki Minaj coming a little later. But first, we have an artist out of the D.C. area. She's doing really, 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 really big things. I'm not really going to go over her bio because I want you guys to really get a chance to feel her and know her and all that. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Ms. Gina Rose. Ms. Rose, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm incredible. Don't I sound like?
Uh-huh.
Okay, no, that's what's up. I really wanted to, like I said, I've been listening to some of your music. Definitely excellent, excellent. But we're going to really get into that a little later. I think we even have a song that we're going to play for everyone. But tell me, what made you want to get into the whole music game, first of all?
What made me want to do the whole music thing?
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, I've been singing forever. Since I was three, I've been told. You know, so music was always a part of my life, you know, growing up in the church, you know, singing in the choir. But I went off to college and went to Morgan State. And I had my son, so I had to come back home. And I really wasn't doing too much music, you know, at Morgan. But when I came home, I said, you know what? I love music, you know, I need to do something with this, you know what I mean? I have a gift. So that's when I started, you know, working on my independent, you know, grind, and it just prospered. I mean, you know, every year I just got better and better and accomplished more things. So that's what made me do it, you know, just realizing that this is what I love to do. Why not go after it, you know?
That's what's up. Were there any artists or people in particular that inspired you?
Wow. there's so many artists that inspire me on a daily basis, but I narrow it down to what I call the divas of R&B soul. That's with
right.
Houston, Chaka Khan, Tina Marie, you know, Patti LaBelle. And then there's mm-hmm. the greats, I call them, is Michael Jackson and Luther Vandross. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So those are the classic inspirations that I have. But, you know, I don't limit it because the new school, like the Selena Johnsons, the Erykah
mm-hmm.
Badus, you know what I mean? You know, Maxwell, people like that inspire me. So, you know, I'm all across the board. Pink, you know, people, I'm just all across the board. But those are my main inspirations, the first ones, you know.
So you pretty much have a pretty eclectic mix of music
yeah.
that you like, because you're kind of all over the place. I like that, though. That's,
yeah,
that's a good look right there. Right. That's definitely a good look right there. One thing I wanted to talk to you about, too, especially one thing that intrigued me, and it's been intriguing me a lot. It seems like every artist is kind of had that same movement, especially artists who are doing things. They have something of their own. And I understand you have your own publishing company, correct?
Right, and you
kind of had the international deal go. Talk about that a little bit, because especially with women, I think it's a big deal right now. Because they're kind of taking the future into their own hands instead of waiting for somebody to hand it to them. So kind of talk
right.
to our listeners about that.
Well, basically, you know, I always heard that, you know, money was in the writing. And,
right.
you know, more money is in the writing, of course. So, you know, I looked into it and said, oh, my God, how do I start my own publishing company? And my producer, Playboy Shy, he lives in New Jersey, New York area, by way of Chicago. You know, he had his own, and then he told me, you know, the process of how to do it. So I went ahead, I set one up, you know, so I could publish my songs through my own, you know what I mean? Or if it got picked up by a major, at least I would have half of that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why
right.
I set that up. Right. So I could keep some of my money.
Right,
you
exactly.
know?
And that's incredibly smart.
Right. Right, and just to have my own, you know what I'm saying, it's just a wonderful thing, and then I could pass it on to my son because it's named after him, actually, his initials. So, you know, I
okay.
can pass it on to him, and you know what I mean? Just it just feels good when you have your own, just to say, I have my own, you know what I mean? And I understand the business. That's the one thing that artists need to understand is don't, like you said, don't wait around for anyone else to do it for you. Like, you have to do it yourself. You have to apply yourself. You have to learn the business. Understand, you know, what it is in these documents that they're talking about, you know what I mean? So
right.
it's very important to educate yourself. Very important.
Right. Right, definitely. You've done a lot of big things. I was reading over your bio and I couldn't name everything. That would be a whole show. So with that being said, I do want to touch on a few things. First of all, you won twice in a row. You won the DMV EMA Awards, correct? And that's the
yes,
Entertainment and
yes.
Music Awards, for those of you who are not from this area, for Best Female R&B Artist, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row.
Okay, so you're getting your Chicago Bulls on and all that. Well, how does that feel? Because a lot of people go through their whole career and don't win anything. You know, and it doesn't mean they're not good to me. It just means, you know, sometimes the time is not right. Sometimes somebody that just might be a little better. There's all different circumstances. How does that feel to have won that award 2 times in a row?
Well, to win anything is just great. You know what I mean? I just know for myself that I worked very hard those years. I grinded, you know, I put myself out there in any outlet I possibly could. You know, I kept my name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that is, you know, the criteria when the panel, we all know who the panel is, who chooses the winner, but we know that they're looking at everything you've done over the year, you know what I mean?
Right.
I just kept grinding, you know, constantly. And you also have to get your people to vote you in, you know what I mean? So it's not just like, oh, Gina Rose got picked. No, I told my fans, you know, my supporters, my family, my friends, you know, vote for me. And they believe in what I do. And that's how I got nominated, and, you know, my work just showed for itself. You know, there was some controversy behind the whole thing, you know, why did I win twice in a row, you know, because my manager is the producer of the show. But she in no way has any part of, you know, the voting process and the panel, any of that. But, you know, I just want people to know I worked hard for my awards. I'm very proud of them, and I just thank everybody that believed in, you know what I mean, to win those just twice in a row. It feels great. Unbelievable.
Okay. Great. Anybody has a question, make sure you hit us up, 646-200-4965. We're talking with Miss Gina Rose. Showtime at DePaulo. Talk a little about that, because every time I talk to someone about Showtime at DePaulo, I get mixed messages. So your personal experience, how was your experience on that?
Wow, at DePaulo. Apollo
yeah, exactly.
Was great.
Yeah.
Apollo is great. You know, that's legendary right there. So it was just an honor to be picked to be on that. I mean, it was just great. The thing about it is, you know, the whole process that people, you know, see on TV, oh, you know, everyone gets booed or they, you know, yeah, you know, they win or whatever. But to actually be in the room when people are getting booed on stage like that, it's an awful feeling, you know, to just sit there and watch that. And you're trying to applaud them on and, you know, the audience is, they take over, and it just feels so bad when you know they're up there trying. And, you know, maybe the nerves, you know, I mean, they're great singers, but their nerves got to them, you know what I mean? It's very nerve-wracking. That's public TV, national TV right there. So, you know, yeah. But, I mean, everyone did their thing, you know. Congratulations to everyone that won and everyone who just got on the stage and did their thing, you know, regardless. It was a wonderful experience. I would do it all over again.
That's what's up. Yes. Let me ask you this. We kind of touched on some of your musical moments. What do you feel is your biggest musical moment? Like that moment you were like, wow, I can't believe I'm here, or I can't believe I received this, or what would you feel so far? I'm sure you have a lot more to come, but just up to this point, what would you feel was your biggest musical moment?
Oh, gosh. Wow. My biggest so far to date as a solo artist would be opening for Avant and Marsha Ambrosius from Flowetry. That was the biggest thing for me so far as a solo artist. So, you know, it was wonderful. It was at Howard University, Clinton Auditorium, end of the summer soul concert was what it was called. And it was just great. You know, I had a full band behind me, and we just rocked it out, and we did our thing, you know. It was great. It was great.
Okay, cool. Talk about some of the other artists you work with up to now, whether they be local or national. You know, talk about some of that.
Okay. Well, on a national level, I used to sing with the youth choir of Union Temple Baptist Church. That's my church. We did a lot of great things, and I got the wonderful opportunity to sing background for LL Cool J, Boyz II Men, from Reba McEntire to Yolanda Adams to Kirk Franklin. You know, just huge household names, and it was wonderful. You know, it was just experience, you know what I mean, add on to my resume, you know. That was great. On the local level, you know, just different artists in the area, independent artists, not just in the DMV, but, you know, in New Jersey, New York, you know, I work with people. So it just spans out. I work with everybody, you know what I mean? It's better to network all over than to stay stagnant in one place, you know? So that's what I do. I try to move around and work with anybody and everybody.
Okay. And to that point, I see the name on the list, and you didn't mention it right here, but I just want to make sure it's not a typo. Does that say Barry Manilow?
Yeah,
does that say
Barry
Manilow in there? Wow.
Barry Manilow. I did that with the Union Temple Youth Choir, and we did that back when it was called the, MCI Center?
Right.
Yes, Barry Manilow. We sung background for him at one of his concerts. It was like a sold-out concert, and it was just awesome, you know. So the span, like I said before, like I don't just stay limited to R&B, you know. It's the pop and classical, you know. Like, I like all types of music. So singing behind him is, I mean, he's a household name for days. So.
Right. That's definitely a very eclectic mix right there. I'm going to just run it down for y'all, for those of you who didn't hear. We have LL, Boyz II Men, Reba McEntire, Barry Manilow, Yolanda Adams, Kirk Franklin, and Edwin Hawkins. Okay, if that's not a mixture of people of different facets and everything else, I don't know what is. So the girl has range, if y'all don't know by now. One thing I want to do here, we're going to go into your single, Feel So Good. Matter of fact, let's do this. Let's go into the single, then we're going to talk about the single, and then we'll talk about your new album, and we're going to talk about the Velocity Magazine Awards. And also, co-host, Copia Jackson, be with us right after the song.
Okay.
So, y'all, this is Gina Rose, Feel So Good. People, Shaman Smith, we are back. This is We Got Now Radio. That was Gina Rose, Feel So Good. I'm back with Gina Rose and also Miss Copia Jackson. It's really good, people.
Oh, Gina Rose, your voice is, girl, that song is real hot.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the thing is that, I mean, you're such a skilled artist, and, I mean, that can be heard through your vocal range and your capacity. So, I mean, but how did you develop your voice?
Oh, my gosh. You know, of course, starting out in the church, you know, growing up, just, you know, just learning me and understanding my voice, my range, you know what I mean? But I challenge it every day. I'm in school right now, so I'm working towards my bachelor's of music. So I'm getting more training in that, you know, and that's helping me to just build. But that's about it, you know, just constantly getting better and recognizing my flaws and all, you know what I mean, and what I do.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, so, and that's good because, I mean, I always definitely respect, you know, people getting an education. Of course, it's something related to what you want to do. But as C Major was just talking about, I mean, you are nominated as the best female R&B artist for the Velocity Magazine Awards. I know you're really happy for that, and congratulations, too.
Thank you.
But, I mean, this is nothing new to you since you also won two DMV Entertainment and Music Awards back in 06 and 07, right?
Yes.
But tell me how you feel about this one, though.
Oh, gosh. This is awesome. To know that it's the first Velocity Magazine Awards, you know, to be a part of that, it's just great. You know, I just feel humbled that people just appreciate me and what I'm doing. You know, they like my voice, they like my music, and I'm just honored again, you know, to be nominated, you know.
But let's talk about, we just heard your single, which was Feel So Good, right? That's the current single. Is that off the, talk a little bit first, actually, let's talk a little bit about that single. Where did the concept and the overall direction from that one come from?
For Feel So Good is just about a relationship where you can be yourself, you know, with that person. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to fake, you know, you can just be you around that person. And that's just what that song is based around, is around that concept right there. Real simple, you know, when I'm with you, I feel so good. When I'm with you, I feel so right. You know, I just feel like I should. You know, that's just what it's about. Very simple, very simple.
And is this the one you're going to be performing at the awards?
Yes, actually, that is the song I'm going to be performing at the Velocity Magazine Awards. So it's going to be great. A little surprise mixed in with my performance. So everyone needs to come.
Oh, surprise, okay.
Okay, so we can't get the exclusive? I mean, what's really good?
No, it's going to be a surprise. I don't know the full details.
We're special.
But even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
We're special. It's just us and about 50,000 of our closest friends. I mean, we're not going to tell about it.
Nope, November 15th. Come to the show.
Because, you know, we're going to be waiting in anticipation then. We're going to be definitely talking about this then, kind of build up the suspense. But, I mean, I know it's already going to be hot anyways. But, I'm going to keep my eyes focused once you get on stage.
She's killing me. I wanted to do exclusives. She's killing me.
Tina, one thing I did want to ask you, though, too, is that, I mean, because, I mean, you guys were just talking about how this song is about, you know, a love or a relationship, basically. Now, a lot of the songs on your album, I see that they are dealing with relationships, love, and deception. But what was your intent when creating and naming this album Love, Pain, Grow, Change?
Oh, my gosh. Let me just clarify. It's not out yet, but it will be coming out next year, 2009. But the title is going to be Love, Pain, Grow, Change. And everyone's like, what does that mean? But, you know, basically I start with the love, you know, relationships, friendships, anything. You know, there's always that first initial love, you know what I mean? So it's love. Then, you know, things happen and you get some pain, you know, you cry, you shed a few tears, you know, but then you grow from it, you know what I mean? You grow, you learn,
definitely.
And you change, you know? So that's the concept behind my title. I hope y'all like it.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, you give something that the people can relate to. I mean, aside from your beautiful voice, I mean, the topic, I mean, that's something that no one can ever not understand. So.
That's what it is. That's
just
when it's the flow.
Let's talk about something. I've noticed you seem like you have a team of individuals that work with you. It doesn't seem like a... you know, one person effort, which, I'm noticing the trend, and a lot of the artists who are successful do have that. They have, you know, a group of individuals that work with them in order to do that. Tell us how important, because we always like to educate, not just, you know, promote things, but we like to educate people who might be thinking about getting into the business. How important is that team concept for you?
The team concept is very important. You really need a grounded group of individuals to support you, to be there for you, because I mean, you could do but so much, but you can't do it all. And there's so many different things that need to be done, you know what I mean, in order to promote an artist in the right fashion.
Yeah.
You know, you need your PR, your publicist, that person that's going to send out the blast when you have a radio interview, you know, or a performance, you know what I mean? You need your manager to understand, you know, what's going on in these situations. People want to book you, okay, is it paid, is it not paid, what's the exposure, you know what I mean? You need that person to talk to you. And you need to be an artist. You need to focus on your artistry. That's what an artist is. You know, you can't be the PR, the manager. You can't do all that. You need to focus on your craft. So it's very important to get people you trust in your circle. You know, if you don't have anyone that you know, and you know some people that you might be thinking about getting, test them out for a couple of months. See how they work for you. You know, don't let them have too many artists under their belt. You won't get any focus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to be very mindful of things like that. And I know as an artist, I can say firsthand, I've been through many different camps. You know,
right.
I mean, it takes a while, but you'll find your place and you'll find your group that is going to support you. So it takes time. It's not an overnight thing at all.
Okay.
And so, like, I know that you, of course, are, you know, because you're with your label, which is independent. And in a way, though, you know, you're making it actually sound like it's better than being part of a major label, for example, like Jive or Rista. So, I mean, so are you happy as far as, like, you know, where you're going now?
Well, let me clarify one more thing. I'm not actually signed. I'm not under an independent label. I just have management right now.
Okay, that's the okay, great.
Yeah. So, but you know, everything I release is just independent on my own. But in a sense, it is good to be an independent artist and to sell on your own because, you know, the labels, they take your money off the jump. You know, they just want to see how much do we have to put into this person. Okay, that's your advance right there. You spend all your advance, you know, they have to recoup all that back. Videos, everything, you know, from the packaging of the CDs, everything. It's a lot of money that's invested into an artist. So, you know, you need to really think about if you want to be major or not. If you do, that's fine and good, but you need to understand the business of it all. You need to understand what they're talking about. Get your lawyer, you know, like I said, in your camp. Get your manager. Get all that set up before you go to the table. But you need to know what's going on at the table, not just your people, you know?
Right. Very true. Well, let's do this. I want you to really talk about all your upcoming projects because I know we went through a lot. So let's put it together in a nice, cute little package for everybody and also make sure you let everybody know where they can purchase the album when it comes out, let them know your MySpace website and all that type of stuff.
Yes. Everybody, I'm Gina Rose, R&B vocalist, soul vocalist, songwriter, vocal producer, publisher. You can check me out on MySpace, Miss Gina Rose. That's MSGINAROSE. When the album comes out, of course, it's going to be on CD Baby. I actually have the EP on CD Baby right now. Just look up Gina Rose and I'll pop up. Like everyone's saying, the Blasty Magazine Awards, November 15th is coming up. I'm performing. I'm nominated for Best R&B Female. So come check that out. And in 2009, the DMV Entertainment and Music Awards is going down again. It's going to be bigger and better, so definitely stick around and check that out, too. And when it comes time, nominate me for that as well. So, and in between, just go to my MySpace page and just check me out. And, you know, I update my performances and things of that nature, interviews, you know, on there. So that's how you can reach me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it has definitely been a pleasure. I hope we got everything out there because it's so much. Like I said, I was looking at the bio. Like, I know she don't think I'm going to go over all this stuff. And you do a lot. You do a whole lot. And like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to the performance, even though you didn't give us the exclusive. But I'm going to just have to get over. I'm going to have to just get over that. But definitely. No, I definitely look forward to your performance. And we look forward to seeing you November 15th at the Velocity Magazine Awards.
I just want to say thank you to both of you for having a platform like this for artists like me. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. I seriously do.
Not a problem at all.
Yeah, and thank you, of course, for, you know, being the skilled artist you are, because then it gives, you know, people like us something to talk about.
You make that job so much easier.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one. We'll definitely see you, like I said, November 15th at the Velocity Magazine Awards.
Yes, Thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Hi.
All right, people, that was Miss Gina Rose out of the DMV. Definitely a very talented artist. Make sure that y'all check her out at Miss Gina Rose. That's on MySpace. So make sure you definitely check her out there. Definitely, guys, we're definitely doing big things as always. And if you don't get any of these links, I make sure I put them up on the website. And that's wegotnow.hiphopourway.com. So you can go directly there and you can see our bio. And my space link if you're not available to write it down or what have you. The funny thing is we're only halfway through the show, but the show, we got another big guest. We got Miss Nicki Minaj coming up. It's getting real crazy, I'm telling you. Hip-hop our way, we're kind of a big deal. Y'all haven't noticed yet, we're kind of a big deal right now. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into, I had a lot of requests. We had Miss Darlette Gale on the show yesterday.
Okay.
And, I mean, my phone was ringing, my emails was blowing up, and they wanted to hear the song again. So I'm going to play it now, and when we come back, we're going to get into Nicki Minaj and all the other stuff and talk about hip-hop. We got That's Whack. We got the latest news. We got everything. It's hip-hop all white, baby. We got Now Radio. All right, people, we are back. This is your man, C Major. Definitely about to get it in. That was Miss Charlotte Girl, so good, too. Like I said, she was on the show last night, did a wonderful job.
I'm so sorry. I missed that one yesterday, too. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, you're messing
good.
Up. You're messing up. We need to get it
no,
in.
No.
I'm messing with you. Come on. We got people. I'll get on you later. No, I'm just messing with you. I'm next. We're going to do a real big right here. We got... Okay, let me make sure I get this right. Queen's representative, a.k.a. the mistress, a.k.a. Nick Lewinsky, a.k.a. Bad Bitch, a.k.a. Starbucks, sit on your favorite rapper with female face, a.k.a. 2008 Underground Music Awards Best Female Rapper. I hope I got it all. You got everything?
Yes.
Okay.
You did a great job of stroking my ego. What's popping?
Okay. No, because I do my research, and you like to talk shit about people, so I'm not going to let that happen over here.
Okay,
now that's what's up. How you doing, Miss Nicki Minaj?
I'm fine, honey, and you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We're definitely excited to have you on the show, first of all. One, because you're doing a lot of big things. You definitely have a movement going, and that's what we're about, people with movements. So, once again, we want to say congratulations officially, especially with the 2008 Underground Music Award Best Female Rapper. That's a big deal, man.
Yes, that's a very big deal. Thank you to the UMAs and everybody that voted for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, how do you feel about it? Is that one of your first awards, you know, in the major field?
That's my first award. Yep, I was really excited about it. Yep.
That's what's up. Let me ask you a question, because I've talked with a lot of different artists and had the opportunity to speak with a lot of different people. And one thing I've noticed about you, you have this playfulness about you. How do you maintain that, especially in the music industry? Because I know it can be so tough. You got people around you telling you how hot you are. And I know every interview you maintain that playfulness. How do you do that?
You want to know how I do it or why I do it?
Actually, why is probably actually the better question.
Why? I do it because music should be fun, and I'm an entertainer. And I don't think anybody wants to listen to me bitch and moan on my interviews. You know what I mean? I think people read articles and they watch artists to be entertained. I'm an entertainer. And that's what I like to do. I like to make people excited. You know, whether they're excited for all the wrong reasons or not, at least they're excited, and at least I give them some shit to talk about. So, hey, I'm doing something.
Right. That's what's up. Nah, I can definitely respect that. You get a lot of sexual questions. Do you ever get sick of that?
Yeah, you know what? It depends on my mood. Like, sometimes if I'm in a, you know, if I'm, like, in a real freaky mood, then I welcome it. And then sometimes when I want to be on my boss up shit, you know, when I'm going in sexy, It's kind of annoying, but I never get upset because, I mean, my name is Nicki Minaj, you know what I mean? You know, I've got the illest box in the business, so of course everybody want to know about my box, you know what I'm saying? So, who I'm giving my box to, and, you know, like I said before, you only have Starbucks if you're not giving away your box, you understand? So, I have to tell all my girls out there, and I love my female fans very much, but y'all got to step y'all pussy up to 2009. No more messing around with whack-ass foods. No more giving your numbers out. You shouldn't even be giving your number out in 2009. Like, seriously? You know what I'm saying? Keep the BlackBerry on stash. No numbers. No math no more. Like, the only math you should be involved with is the math that's going into your bank account. We need a couple more zeros and 09.
I'll definitely hear that.
Speaking of that, let me ask you a question. We're going to get into the beef thing. Do you still have beef with money?
Do I have beef with money?
Yeah, because I heard you in the interview. You said that's the only person you got beef with is money.
I said I got beef with being broke. Like, you know, so shout out to all these whack-ass bitches running around here trying to start beef with Nicki Minaj. I don't have beef with a rap bitch because a rap bitch can't cut me a check. I have beef with being broke. And I only talk to people who can elevate my financial status. And that's not about being cocky, it's about being a boss. So all these chicks running around here hoopling and hollering and, you know, wanting to use Nicki Minaj's name, bitch, step your pussy up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told Max B today, I said, step your surfboard up, nigga. He took my, he wavy. I said, step your surfboard up and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we doing it.
if y'all have never...
Also, since you're talking about, you know, your mixtape, well, not talking about that, but I mean, you're talking about stepping your game up. I mean, you do have a new mixtape out, right? Isn't that Sucker Free?
Yes, it's Sucker Free featuring Lil Wayne and Jadakiss is on there and Ransom is on there and Gucci Mane. Yep.
So, I mean, tell me, how is this going to be different from your last one, though?
Well, Sucker Free is my last one. I'm working on something right now, which is going to be more like a street album. It's going to be original songs, so like original beats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big difference that people can expect, is that, well, you're going to hear a lot more of the Southern artists on this tape, and you're going to hear original music. So it's just prepping everybody for my actual album. But, you got to kind of spoon-feed the public, you know what I'm saying, and kind of give them a taste of what you're going to do when the actual album comes out. But Sucker Free is still hot. You can get that on myspace.com/Nicki Minaj, NICKIMINAJ. It comes autographed, and so does the infamous lollipop poster that also comes autographed if you get it off my MySpace page. But that's what they can expect, and they can expect a lot more singing. You know, I'm doing a lot more. Well, I always write my own shit, but I'm doing a lot more singing. So it's going to be really diverse.
That's a question I was actually going to touch on with you. Could you start it out as a singer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, So there will be more singing on the album. What made you jump from singing to rap?
At that time, I was just feeling like singing was boring, and I wanted to be, I was doing, banging on the tables in the lunchroom and stuff, and I liked rap because it was more fun, it was more hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I liked that culture. I just loved the hip-hop culture. And being a female, I always wanted to stand out amongst the dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's more important to stand out in a group of dudes as it is to stand out in a group of females. Because, you know, it's like, okay, we've seen it all. We've seen all the ass and titties in the world. You know what I'm saying? I want to stand out amongst the guys. And that's why I started rapping, because I just thought singing was boring. But to be honest, I listen to R&B way more than I listen to rap, even now. It still inspires me a lot more.
I got you. Have you been frustrated with your delay? Because you had a buzz for a little bit now. Have you been frustrated with the album delay?
With the what?
With the album delay.
My album is not done yet. So there has been no delay. The only delay there's been is me choosing a parent company far as a distribution. And that's only because I cannot accept a bullshit deal. Nicki Minaj is a movement. Nicki Minaj is not an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So when the record companies understand that, then we'll be able to sit down on, around the table and chop it up. But until then, I do what I do independently. And I'm not frustrated at all because I'm paying my dues.
That's
so
good.
I'm, it's cool because I know where I'm going to be in the next two, 3 years. I'm good.
Right.
Shout out to Young
right.
Money. Shout out to Weezy F Baby, the president, and shout out to Gucci Man and So Icy Entertainment and everybody out in Atlanta showing me a lot of love right now.
Okay.
Well, that's what's up. Make sure y'all hit us up if you want to speak to Nicki Minaj, 646-200-4965. For those of people who don't know, I know you told this story probably like a million times, but we have a lot of people who might be just hearing for the first time. Tell us how you hooked up with Lil Wayne.
He saw me on a DVD, and he was on the same DVD, and he hollered at my people and said that he was looking for a girl for Young Money. It was very new at that time, and he wanted me to be the female in the clique. And I went out and met him, and we just started recording.
Okay, because there's also on YouTube, there's actually a freestyle, which you know Wayne. So I don't know, it was that Big Spender freestyle. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's real hot. I mean, was that around the time that actually guys just hooked up as a part of his
that was maybe about 6 to 8 months after we hooked up and stuff. Because he did something on my first mixtape, Playtime Is Over, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. And then Big Spender was for Sucker Free, so that was more recent.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. What separates you from any other artist? And I don't want to just say female, because to me that's kind of played out.
And I'm glad you didn't, and you get major kudos for that. Thank you so much. What separates me from every other artist is that I am a businesswoman first and an artist second.
Mm-hmm.
So I take my business very, very seriously. And when it's time to be an artist, I know how to not take myself seriously. You know, some artists can't really balance the two. You know, they're either, like, too serious or too stupid. But Nicki Minaj is right in the gray area. I'm just swagged up. Like, I ain't seen an artist with more swag than Nicki Minaj in a long time. You know what I'm saying? So maybe the only person that can rival my swag is the president right now. So swag goes a long way.
Right.
That's true. That's so true. So, I mean, just kind of piggyback what C Major was saying is that, you know, because there's a lot of female artists that, of course, sometimes, you know, are very sexual with their image. And, I mean, that's sometimes the thing with, you know, female MCs is that, you know, they objectify them and things like that. And it's all about, you know, your body and stuff like that. But, I mean, of course, you do have talent. So, I mean, how do you stand as far as with, you know, being different as far as not just being a sex symbol in the hip-hop industry?
How do I feel?
Yeah, and how do you kind of separate yourself from that so that people can say, you know, well, it's about my music and, you know, I'm talented. So,
well, I don't feel the need to keep on yelling, hey, I'm talented. Because sometimes the more you yell something, the less people hear it. You feel me? It's easier for me to show and prove. And I'm really not worried at all. You know, I have a lot of people, like veterans in the game, to learn from and to watch from their mistakes. So, like I said, that is why I'm very business-oriented, because I've seen so many females just become a sex symbol and a sex object. And, you know, being a sex symbol is dope, but you have to be simultaneously building your empire. And that's what I don't see females doing. I don't understand why there's not a major, you know, no, not even major. I don't understand why there's not a label right now with a female rapper heading it. You know, like how a lot of guys, they branch off and they, like a lot of male rappers, they have their own labels. I don't understand why a female hasn't done that yet. And we've had females since the beginning of time in rap. So the thing that I'm trying to do is just say, you know what, anybody that comes at me, you know, and that's the biggest issue. And shout out to the record companies, because they have been sending lots of contracts, and I have a lot of people putting their bid in, and I in no way want to disrespect them at all. But at a certain point in your life as a female, you have to decide what's more important, a little bit of money now or longevity. And I know that I just stick it out for a little bit more, I'm going to be more than sex, 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 and more of, you know, more of a businesswoman, someone that has her own artist and her own company and her own lines. You feel me? That's what I'm focused on right now, and that's the way I talk to people, and that's why I will always be put in a different category once people talk to me. And, you know, if you just look at my pictures or if you just hear my name, then of course you're going to box me in. But if you hear me and you take a minute out of your time to understand what I'm talking about, then you'll see, you know, my intellect it surpasses a lot of people that have tried to do this, and I'm not worried about it at all.
That's what's up. We're going to take a caller. We got a caller from 856. You're on with Nicki Minaj. What's really good?
Yo, what's going on, Chief?
What's going on? What do you got, a question?
Yeah. I just, you know, I got, I'm hearing Miss Nicki do a thing and everything like that. And, you know, as far as, I guess, you know, my own personal question is, you know, as far as lyricists in the game and everything like that, who do you see as, like, you know, your top, you know, the top dudes out there, you know, straight up and down?
My top lyricists have always been Jay-Z, Jadakiss, and right now Wayne. As far as females, Foxy Brown and Lauryn Hill.
That's what's up. Thank you a lot, sir.
Yes, sir.
I think.
I have a question for you. What's the one question that you are just sick of people asking? Because you kind of touched on one thing about the whole female artist thing. That's why we moved away from that and called the article. What's the one question you like, if I ever hear this again?
That's the question. Honestly, to keep it real with you, the one question that I feel like that about is when people say, what separates you from every other artist, every other female rapper?
Right.
It's annoying. Right. I mean, but I understand. You know, the truth of the matter is I'm going to stop answering that question in the very near future. Because ultimately, I can't answer that. The consumer has to answer that. You feel me? How can I tell you, separate me? I'm not the one that listens and critiques every female and decides. You know, the other people have to tell you that. They have to say, what do I bring differently? So I don't really like that question, but I understand why people ask it. I guess it's just a very general question. I don't know.
Right. I got you. Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about your acting game, because I understand you've recently been getting into that. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, I'm actually trained in acting. I studied acting for a very long time, and it's what I wanted to do. Like, that's really my ultimate goal. But I just kind of, you know, stepped aside from it for a long time. But it's my passion, and I'm just, you know, getting the word out there that is really what I see myself doing. And I'm reading some scripts, and, you know, we'll see. I'm not going to take anything just because it's an action role. You know, I'm very picky, and that's part of the reason why people always say, when are you going to be on BT? When are you going to be on MTV? And this and the third. Well, I'm very picky, and when I do it, it's going to be done right. I can't do no sloppy Joe shit. Like, you know, I'm better than that. Mm-hmm. So when I choose something, it's going to be crazy.
So what would be then the idea kind of role for you, you know, for acting?
It would be, you know what I want to do? I want to do a superhero. And I'm the new hip-hop heroine. I'm the Wonder Woman of hip-hop. I'm about to save the motherfucking day. But that's what, you know, we might be working on something like that, you know, kind of recreating the whole Wonder Woman thing. And, you know, it's going to be sexy but playful and girly and action-packed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm about to hit the gym real crazy, start taking some Taekwondo and all that crazy shit. I'm about to hire Billy Pink.
Nothing wrong with that,
you know. Like that.
No, that's definitely a good look. But before we let you go, I want you to make sure you shout out where people can get in touch with you and your upcoming projects and all that.
Okay. Well, everybody can reach me at myspace.com/Nicki Minaj. That's NICKIMINAJ. You can get booking information there and feature information and DJ drops and requests. Forms, all that stuff, right on my MySpace page. And, you know, shout out to Young Money, shout out to Mizzay Entertainment and So Icy, and Southside Jamaica Queens. You know, I'm New York City to the bone. And, of course, HipHopOurWay.com. And, you know, everybody that's supporting me, I can't stress how much I appreciate the support, and I'm working on some great original music so you guys can kind of get a closer glimpse into Nicki Minaj, the artist, and not just, you know, the character. And it's coming soon. I'm working on a street album / mixtape that'll drop before the year is out. You know, I'm about to do some shit. Like, everybody that's anybody is probably going to be on this one with me. So just look forward for a great ride. Pause.
That's what up. Well, I definitely want to say this to you before I let you go, and this is on some real talk type shit. I definitely appreciate you keeping it extremely real with us, number one. You're definitely very entertained, but more than that, you're very intelligent. And that's really what I wanted to come through, because I know you do a lot of interviews with you, just, you know, they talk their shit and all that. But I wanted, because I've seen it in other, like, little glimpses of it, and I think people really got a real idea of, you are an entrepreneur, you are a businesswoman, and I wanted to say I definitely appreciate you letting that come through today.
I appreciate you guys very, very much for giving me the opportunity. And, you know, anytime, whatever you need, I got you. Just holler at Amina. We'll be right here for another interview. I hope everything goes well with the site.
No, that's what I thought. I appreciate that. Yep, that was Nicki Minaj.
Yes, sir.
All right, Nicki. Nice talking to you.
All right, people. That was Miss Nicki Minaj. Definitely make sure you check out MySpace. That's myspace.com/Nicki Minaj. Definitely, that was one thing I wanted to make sure we did get across, because she's very intelligent. Don't let the sexiness and all that stuff fool you. She has her business game right. So I think that's for those of you who want to get in the industry and think this is the sex thing you're going to do, it's not working right now. You know what I'm saying? You have to have the business smarts as well. Anything you want to say, Ms. Jackson?
Oh, well, as far as with Nicki Minaj, I mean, that question also was focusing to see, you know, to show that, you know, she's different from then your just typical, you know, sex objectified, you know, female rapper. So,
right.
I mean, that's good that she's doing that. You know, she's definitely trying to, you know, come out with a brand that's, you know, going to give her the longevity she was talking about. So, definitely much respect to her. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's a task right there. Because she is a sexy female and because of all the other things, I'm sure that's very difficult to do that. And I think she pulls it off. It's not too many people that can do it, and I think she definitely pulls it off. Do you have a That's Whack moment for the week?
Well, yeah, actually, I do.
Okay.
Now, well, basically, you know, since we're kind of like on that topic of, you know, females with their, you know, who are kind of in the biz just for their body and physique. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's aware of Corinne Steffens, a.k.a. Superhead.
Right.
And we know how she was biting into some fresh meat who just happened to be Bow Wow. Now, that's already shocking as it is. But also, supposedly, she's now pregnant. And Bow Wow is the alleged father, so, you know, Bow Wow, he did admit, you know, that they did their thing, and, you know, now it may result in a lust child, really. So I don't know about this one, but I think a lot of people, you know, are probably hoping that this is not true.
I'm hoping it's not true for his sake.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it's not true, because I would really hate for that to happen. Oh, man, that hurts my heart. That hurts my heart. But Coogee Rap was a long time ago. She was mad young.
Yeah.
She wasn't doing the crazy shit. So that was a while ago. Wow. Say it ain't so. This dude is like 12 to me still.
I know. So I know it's you know, heartbreaking for all the guys out there. And, of course, the young fans for Bow Wow, too, I'm pretty sure they're upset. So.
No, I don't think no many guys are heartbreaking. Some of them just mad they might not get their chance. That's what that is. Sometimes that holds a hole. Like, let's keep it real. Like, I hate when people beat around the bush and act like she was victimized. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that's some bullshit. Whatever. I'm not even going to get into that. Because then I get the calls and the angry messages. And all that. Real quick, though, I wanted to do the mobile tip of the day real quick for all the artists. We were talking with Regina Rose, and we were talking about the team aspect. And that's one thing I think a lot of artists that I deal with fail to realize. You can't do everything yourself. And so many artists, they try to do everything themselves. Now, initially, when you first start, sometimes you do have to take that role, and you have to take that position of, you know, bottle washer, dishwasher and everything else. But as you grow and you want to maintain as an artist, you have to have a team, whether it be a publicist, a lawyer, accountant. Like, to me, those are the three right there.
Yeah.
The first three to get is your publicist, because advertising doesn't work when you're a new artist, just so you know. But a good story always works, or a good interview always works. So that's why you need a publicist. Your accountant, because people will take your money. And a lot of times people forget Uncle Sam ain't no joke. That's the biggest gangster in the United States. Trust me, we're about to get this man $700 million if y'all don't believe me. If that ain't extortion, I don't know what is. They are extorting all of America. And so make sure you get your accounting game up. And your lawyer. And your lawyer protects you, because a lot of us, I'm just being real, a lot of rappers, singers, everything, we get a little bit of change. We do some ass shit. Like, we really do. And that's people in general, though, not just hip-hop. That's anybody who's never had money before gets money. So you need your lawyer. Make sure you look over your contracts. Make sure everything is right. And you need your accountant and your publicist. Especially that publicist, because that's who's going to get your face out there and get you in those magazines and all that type of stuff. But do you have anything else you want to comment on before we head out here?
Well, I mean, basically, you know, what you were saying is true. People, you know, want to make it out there in the industry, find investors, people to invest in you, because,
right.
You know, the money, it's tight right now in these times. So,
man,
you got to have money, and you got to, you know, use it wisely, too. Be smart about it. Be smart with it,
right.
Really. So.
Right. And I think that's a lot that I think that's what's missing. People really have to be intelligent with their money and all that. So, like I said, man, it was a wonderful show. I had a great time. Definitely. Tomorrow, we got another interview with, her name is Neek. She's another artist out of the D.C. area. So I'm saying we're doing it real big, y'all. So we got that ready. Anything you want to say before we head out?
Well, basically, how about we end like this? You know we got now?
We don't care who got next. Peace.